This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
Despite Obama's efforts, which included meeting with House and Senate Republicans and modifying his proposal to include larger tax breaks and smaller spending increases, not a single House Republican and only three Senate Republicans, barely enough to avert a filibuster, voted for the president's economic stimulus legislation. The ability of Democrats and Republicans in Congress to compromise on major issues is also severely constrained by the views of the politically engaged partisans in the public. Not only do politically engaged Democrats and Republicans hold diametrically opposing views on a wide range of issues, but they intensely dislike and mistrust the leaders of the opposing party. As a result, any serious attempts at compromise by party leaders would almost certainly produce a backlash among their most politically active and informed supporters. It was exactly the sort of backlash from the Republican base that was largely responsible for the failure of comprehensive immigration reform in 2006. Given the current level of partisan ideological polarization among political elites and engaged partisans, successful efforts at bipartisan cooperation and compromise are unlikely. That leaves partisan dominance as the only viable means of overcoming gridlock in Washington. Partisan dominance, however, is difficult to achieve because it requires one party to control the presidency and both houses of Congress with enough votes in the Senate to invoke cloture if necessary. It also requires that the majority party have a clear agenda and a high level of ideological cohesion to enact its agenda into law.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.